Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Today, we're going to be talking about financial fears, and we're all experiencing all sorts of different things and new things given the current economy, things that some of us have never seen before, and some things that some of us are just fine with. But these things can stir up a lot of financial fears that impact us for a very long time. That's what we're going to be talking about today, financial fears. What are they and how can we overcome them? And the money talking points from today's episode that you can discuss are: what financial fears do I have? How can I overcome these financial fears? How can I use these fears to prepare for a future financial anxiety or possible uncertainty? And I'm super excited for this episode. There's also a few things in the pipeline for the podcast that are really, really exciting. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. But let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Let's define today's episode. Today, we're going to be covering how to dig down and figure out what some of your financial fears are. And let's talk about how we can understand where others' financial fears come from. And you know how your grandparents or great-grandparents love cash for who knows why? Well, where does that come from? Do you have a fear of unnecessary driving right now when you didn't have that fear 2 to 3 years ago? Let's dig into some of our fears that come up around money and how that impacts our relationship with money and everything like that. Okay, financial fears can impact us in a lot of ways. They can impact our current financial situation, and it may be that we're worried about our current financial situation. Our fear might keep us from researching or acting on the change that we need to get to a better financial situation. If we're so stressed out all the time about fears, then we may never come around to actually improving our own situation, and this just leads us down more and more of a stressful rabbit hole. And another financial fear that can impact us is our willingness to take risk. If we're fearful about what risk may do to our financial lives, then we may never take the risk we need to, specifically about investing, which we'll talk about a little bit more later in this episode. But maybe you think the stock market is more risky than it actually is, or you had a bad experience with some single stock that some TikTok person told you to invest in. It left a terrible taste in your mouth. These are the sort of things that you can build a fear up around and can really impact your financial outlook and how you perceive personal finance. But another thing that could impact us is our willingness to not be safe, or that we're too risky. And you're so fearful that you don't think you'll have enough money in the long term, so you never get around to being safe. You're always way too risky. And this fear can lead us to do all sorts of crazy things with our money. Things where we're getting scammed because we don't think we'll have enough money because we got to get into the latest crypto or whatever the hot item is. So maybe you need to look at that from both sides. Maybe you're being too risky, or maybe you're not being risky enough. The fear of either one, whether it's not having enough money or fearing that you're going to lose all your money, can impact your financial decisions. Another one that can have an impact on is our partnership with a spouse or significant other. And what if we're fearful of relinquishing control of our money or working with somebody else around our money? This can lead to all sorts of marital or relationship issues. And what if you're afraid that you're going to get burned by another bad relationship? This can lead us to have a very hard time talking about money with a significant other. So that's how your fear of letting go can impact relationships. And another impact is the fear of getting into or out of debt. Are you afraid of going into debt so you don't allow yourself to take out a mortgage to even get a home you rent for the rest of your life? Is that something that you need to be considering because it's completely reasonable and understandable to get a mortgage? And maybe you're so fearful of having to change your lifestyle, so you're afraid to get out of debt, as silly as that might sound, because you're kind of afraid to change your habits and you don't want to figure out what it would take so you don't overspend. And that is how you can get impacted on a fear of getting in or out of debt. And then another one is, do we want to learn more or are we content? Or are we scared? If we're scared to learn more because it might cause us to have to change our habits, then that will leave us in a place where we may not be making the best financial decisions. And there's a term called analysis paralysis, where you're just, I guess you're fearful of doing the wrong thing. So you're continually always looking up the best thing. I know I found myself in this situation where I was bombarding my wife with, hey, let's invest in this. Let's invest in this. It was daily, weekly, just trying to change and do the best investment we could. And she was just worn out by it. And nothing ever happened because there were so many options. And we eventually figured out, hey, I need to figure out a plan, present it, and we'll commit to it for at least a quarter. But since I was so keen on figuring out this is the best way, this is the best way, nothing ever happened. So if you're fearful of figuring out the absolute best way, you're probably never going to do anything. So keep that in mind. Okay, let's talk about a recession or economic anxiety. Everyone is feeling the pinch right now. I know that one fear that's crept into my life lately is one about the economy as a whole. The feeling of how few groceries my wife and I can buy because of the increasing prices can seem kind of daunting. Not that we're overwhelmed by it, but there is a noticeable feeling from the impact that inflation is having. And this fear or emotion has already led to a tighter budget and being a bit more specific about our grocery spending and not getting stuff every single time we go to the grocery store that we don't necessarily need. And you can sometimes very quickly, like in this case with inflation, you can very quickly see the impact that a financial fear is having. What about retirement planning? How is your retirement planning impacted? Well, if you're afraid of the stock market because of that one bad TikTok or whatever you were watching that led to a really bad stock pick, if you're afraid of the stock market because of that, well, that can impact your long-term financial well-being because you're afraid to ever get back into the stock market and invest anything for retirement. And once your retirement planning becomes a problem, it can lead to so many other fears and really start a dangerous whirlpool. So that's some ways that financial fears can impact you. Next, let's talk about how you can implement getting around the financial fears and how you can use the financial fears to your benefit, really. All right, how do you use or implement these financial fears or the awareness of them? Well, you can get out of the whirlpool or hurricane that financial fears can feel like they're causing. Just start by acknowledging them, whether it's to yourself or an accountability partner. And quick sidebar, I mention accountability partners a ton on this podcast. That's because I think they're extremely important and help a lot. So if you aren't married or don't have a close friend who you can talk money to, find someone who can be your money accountability partner. Heck, you can even email me. If you need someone to say, hey, will you check up with me every 2 weeks on how blank blank or whatever's going on in your financial life, I can check in on it with you. I'd be happy to do that. But let's get back to the main topic. Once we start acknowledging the feelings or fears that we're experiencing, then we can get around to how to address them. And let's start next by going over some of the financial fears, and let's talk about how you can recognize and overcome those financial fears. All right, how do you recognize and overcome financial fears? Well, let's start with one of the big ones that plague people, the fear of losing your job. This one can be really daunting and distressing, and this one would be a terrible one to find yourself really fearing or coming to fruition. And this one, I think, can be a really simple remedy to this situation. It's called the emergency fund. And having an emergency fund can turn unemployment into fun employment. Not necessarily saying it will be fun to not have a job and to be stressed, but when you have your savings, you'll enjoy it a little bit more. And you won't be so white-knuckled stressed to your keyboard to try to fill in applications because you have a little bit of time. You've bought yourself a little bit of time with that emergency fund. Obviously, it doesn't mean you need to not get a job, but it might buy you some time to do something that you really have always wanted to do for a week or something like that. Next, let's talk about the recession or economic anxiety. I think a lot of people are feeling this one. And if you are, you're certainly not the only one, which is good and bad. Good, because it means there's a lot of people who you can talk to and share your concerns with, which is the whole point of this podcast. So get out there and get talking. But there's also the possibility of learning from others how to cope and adjust, and just really getting a feel for how others are reacting. So how can you cope with this financial fear? Well, one way is to take it as an opportunity to put a plan in place if you don't already have one. A financial plan, even a very basic one, can help you get through any sort of economic anxiety. Even just so much as a simple month-to-month plan with a budget can help out a ton. And it won't really be possible to completely get rid of this fear and anxiety in the moment, but you can sure learn a lot during economic situations that help you strengthen your financial foundation for a better future. Are you scared of the stock market? Does it make you worried or uncertain? Well, then do I have a product for you? Just kidding. I sound like some sort of sales ad trying to get you to buy something fishy, which generally is a good point of emphasis when there's some sort of financial unrest, is watch out for those fishy sales ads that are going to get you to try to buy some sort of weird financial product. But let's talk about a fear of the stock market. In all reality, the stock market can seem intimidating at first, but I'm going to continue to preach the simple investing plan of a 2 or 3 fund portfolio. And let's talk about that in a little bit more depth here. Especially with all the rapid changes in different markets that we've seen over the past few years, there can be a lot of uncertainty about investing. Did you get burned by some random crypto token or some simple stock someone random told you to buy? Well, this can happen to anyone. Don't be upset at yourself. Overcoming any financial fears of the stock market can help you grow your wealth even faster through the power of the stock market. But let's talk about that 2 or 3 fund portfolio. It's where you invest in a simple broad-based index fund, whether it's the mutual fund version or an ETF. And mutual funds trade at the end of the day, and ETFs trade throughout the day like a stock. ETFs can have a little bit of lower fees and lower minimum investments and are just generally the better option and what I would go with. If you aren't sure or don't want to do the research, just go with the ETF version. So now, what are these 2 or 3 index funds I talk about? Well, they're things like VTI, VXUS, and BND. A 3-fund portfolio consists of stock, bonds, and international stocks. VTI is a US stock market index fund. VXUS is a stock market index fund of everything except the US. And BND is a bond index fund. All three of these are great and really all you need when it comes to investing. If you're young, then you could probably forget about the bonds. Just go 100% stocks. But it always depends on your personal situation. Let's wrap up our financial fears with one that impacts a lot of couples: fear of control or working together with our money. Working together as a couple with money is the most important thing you can do for your money, no matter how you invest or anything else. If you're on different pages with someone you're committed to, then there will be problems. There can be a lot of different ways couples handle money together, but the point is you have to work together. Do you budget every single month? Do you have separate accounts but discuss what needs to be paid for together? There's a lot of different ways. And how can you overcome this fear if you're afraid to work with a partner when it comes to money? Well, you're going to have to be vulnerable. You just got to give it a shot. Schedule it and plan for it. Set aside a specific time and date where you're going to talk about money and be ready for it. Prepare a plan. Prepare some sort of simple agenda and make sure it's planned, because if it's not, it can easily turn into some sort of a money fight. And that will further your fear of talking about money. Keep the first meeting super simple. Talk about what you want to do long term. Talk about what you know about money. Share some stories about money with each other. Were either of you impacted by something your parents did with money when you were a kid? Share those sort of stories. Begin to really establish your financial foundation together and understanding. Don't bombard the other partner. If you're the one that knows a lot about money, don't bombard them with, we need to be doing all this with our money. We need to make sure to invest it here, 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 here. And just overwhelm them. Don't do that. Don't even talk about the nitty gritty when it comes to a financial plan. Talk about long-term dreams. Talk about stories about money that impacted and shaped the way you feel about money. I know this was really helpful for my wife and I, as we talked about how we were impacted by our parents teaching us about money. So keep it super simple. No financial strategy in this first meeting. Just dreams and storytelling and just a fun time talking about how money impacts you and can impact you as a couple. But let's wrap up today's episode next. One of the great points of advice that I hear right now from one of my favorite podcasts is to take the emotions you're feeling and the financial fears you're feeling through the current economic environment, bottle them up, and remember it. Because living through something like this makes you way more resilient to smaller and simpler financial situations. Just imagine how easy it would be to stomach a slight stock market drop when you remember the first half of 2022. But I think financial fears can stir up a lot of good in us. I think that we can use it as a chance to learn how we interact with money and how it impacts us. We just have to make sure to not let our fears get us down and stuck in a rut. If we get so worried about the stock market that we never invest anything, then we're going to find ourselves in a bad situation when we're older and don't have any retirement savings. And acknowledging our fears is the first steps to overcoming them. Figure out what your fears are and talk to someone about them. That's an action step from this week's podcast. Make sure you go out and do that. But thank you to each one of you who's listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Like I said in the beginning, I have some really exciting stuff coming in the next few weeks, and I can't wait to talk more about it. I think it's going to be a fun opportunity, and I also have some more foundational episodes coming through to get back to the basic things to help you figure out the base level of your financial situation. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a 5-star review and share with a friend, and consider subscribing on whatever platform you listen to this on. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.